Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Is it Friday? It's Friday. We got news, information, all kinds of stuff. Right after this, important message. So what is your focus? My focus for weeks, writing on the spirit world. The invisible war, are you a victim or victor? And God has just refreshed my memory on the decades of work that we have done. And I am excited with its fall release. It's going to be so helpful to you, to the local church, to missionaries, and, well, just people. I have come to the conclusion, not just me, that probably 85% of the people in any church have some sort of a spiritual problem with the other side, the invisibles, as I call them in my book. And it's not hard to realize some of the things going on. Where does that come from? We're going to talk about a lot of evil today. They're going to call it mental illness. Most of it is not. Can be, but most of it is not. It's man's sin that has entertained and given place to the enemy to the point of demonic control in that life. And the whole thing is control. The Bible, good and evil. And basically what we want to tell you, my friend, is you can be rid of that thing, whatever it might be. And why not give God the benefit of the doubt and work on some things in your life? It's so vitally important. I recall the time my wife questioned whether she was really saved or not. Sharon and I had been out visiting churches and sharing our testimonies, and she was questioning her own one day. Really threw me for a loop. I was new in the Lord, did not know what to do. Praise the Lord. Dr. Bachman, our pastor, came over, said, hey, let's go through this thing. A little confusing. And he walked through the Romans Road again and said, hey, do you understand all this here? She said, of course. Well, if you're not sure about salvation, and you originally said it happened at age 14, let's do it right now. Let's just ask God's forgiveness of sin. Now, why do you do that? Because if she wasn't sure, she needed to be sure. We all do in our walk with God. So she prayed, and we were all through, and she'd asked God to save her. Was this the second time? We don't know. But you know what? My wife's never had a problem with any of those spirits bothering her again mentally. Nope. She wrote it down in her Bible that day, that hour, that minute that she prayed that prayer. Something you and I need to reaffirm where we're coming from. I'm not saying get saved again. She was questioning whether it really happened when she was a teenager. Yeah, that's what we have to do. Just give God all the glory and all the honor and all the praise and start doing that by making sure you're saved today. We're going to get desensitized. We already are. It's an everyday event. It's a part of the new America, a flood of evil. Families today waiting 116 miles from this studio, south of where I am right now, waiting in an Indianapolis hotel for word about loved ones. After a gunman hit the FedEx facility near the airport there in Indianapolis, 8 dead. They're saying mental problems. The guy had everything is mental problems, isn't it? No, it isn't. Awful, awful, awful. Every incident like this pushes the left's message harder and harder at you. You ever heard of Maz Touré? He's the head of Black Guns Matter. He shared that a staffer there caught admitting that the network is trying to help Black Lives Matter and their movement. And Touré said, it's par for the course. They have one playbook, and the playbook has been exposed. And the frustrating part is the fact that, now get this, my Christian friend, the American people are allowing this. And he says, I can't even say the American people are tricked anymore by it. We are just allowing it, right? This black man of Black Guns Matter. It's not surprising. You see big tech behind government, Section 230, basically manipulating. So it's not surprising all that's going on in America today. I think most Americans see the fake media. The fake media capitalizing CNN. The reality is conservatives are putting out a genuine message that resonates with the demographic in this country. Now, what's happening? Because of all of our smartphones and all of our technology, we're seeing it and being more vocal about that. There are communities that are being manipulated. operative word, manipulated by extreme left media telling a story that is not accurate, and people that have conservative and libertarian-minded values in urban centers outnumber the small amount of people that have been manipulating and doing these things. You've seen it for a long time, but now there's more and more people like me wearing hoodies and jeans that don't always have a suit and a tie on, and they're getting much more vocal about it. We see it happening, and we love it. Well, thank you, Maj Ture. How true is that, my Christian friend? John 8, 32, you shall know the truth. The truth will set you free. These liars are running rampant from Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles, California. You be praying about, I know you are. Keep on praying. God's going to do something. He is. He's not sleeping today. He's not wringing his hands, worried. Nope. He's got this. Keep praying. You know, you really got to see this for what it is. The left-leaning loonies, the media people telling you what's going on in the world today are really a PR mechanism of the socialist group trying to take over this country. Without question, my friend, and you know that it's true. Every story, starting out bad, ending bad, every now and then throwing a little something nice to make you feel better, but to create a further divide among the people of all races and from the haves and the have-nots. It is an evil conspiracy. Dateline Dubois, you probably heard this. Iran began enriching uranium today to its highest level ever, edging closer and closer to weapons-grade levels to pressure talks in Vienna aimed at restoring its nuclear deal with world powers after an attack on its main atomic site. Out to California, in a jailhouse interview televised yesterday, 30-year-old California mother, Leanna Carrillo, who said to be the prime suspect in the death, the slaughter of her three children last weekend, claims that she murdered the kids to protect them from an allegedly abusive father. My, oh my. Just the facts, just the facts. Congress getting to the facts, light at the end of the tunnel. This was yesterday. How do we end COVID-19? Did not go well. Ended up into a shouting match, right? When Representative Jim Jordan, oh, our guy in Ohio, pressed Dr. Anthony Fauci on when that end might become a reality in terms of restrictions being lifted and getting back to life. Jordan got right to the point, noting that Fauci had recently written that it is not yet the time to cease taking precautionary measures such as social distancing, avoiding gatherings, and wearing those masks, which they're going to want you to wear the rest of your life. When is the time, Jordan asked, and man, things blew up. This is not going to end. The hostility, the anger, no, it's not. I think more and more it comes down to who really cares, what is life really all about. Chris Lambert would like to get back to making music, but he can't stop chasing a ghost that's haunted him for 25 years. A billboard on the side of the road on California's Central Coast led him to a detour 3 years ago from a career as a singer and a songwriter, recording engineer. He created a podcast about a 1996 disappearance of a college freshman named Christine Smart, and it's taken over his life. He said, I cannot step away from it. Nothing wrong with that. I just can't get back to normal till some things get resolved. Good attitude for a Christian, right? You need to get some things resolved and help others. They say it was just an unlikely turn of events. Shy, random boy does something he never imagined. On Tuesday, county sheriff out there announced arrest. He credited Lambert with helping draw worldwide attention to this case and bringing forward several key witnesses. Somebody who cares about others. Such a need today. A tip of the hat to this guy. A flood of ideas on how to bankrupt the United States of America come daily. Now a guy out of New York, what's his name, Representative Richie Torres, Democrat from New York, wants to lift children out of poverty. How's he going to do that? What's his suggestion? You provide moms and dads a monthly child allowance just like you seniors get for Social Security. Send a check every month until that kid is 18 years. Oh, my goodness. Will it never stop? Hey, are you older? Here's a good message someone sent me. Barely the day started out. It's already 6 at night. barely arrived on Monday, and here we are. It's Friday. The month is already over. The year is almost gone. And already, 50, 60, 70 years of our lives have passed by, and we realize we've lost our parents and our friends, and we realize it's too late to go back there. So let's try this. Despite everything else, to enjoy the remaining time we have to do something. You know, let me pause here. That's what I'm doing. I've been fishing in years. Now we're going to write 6 books before December of this year. The most important one is coming out in the fall on the spirit world and how you can have freedom and help. Got to do something. Time is fleeting. Back to this. Let's keep looking for activities that we like. Let's put some color in our gray today. Let's smile at those little things in life that puts the balm in our hearts. And despite everything else, let's continue to enjoy with serenity whatever time we have left. And stop this. I'm doing it after. After what? I'll say this after. I'll think about it after. We leave everything for later. Because what we don't understand is that afterwards, the coffee gets cold, the priorities change, the charm is gone, the health passes, kids grow up, parents get old. Promises are forgotten, the day becomes night, afterward life ends, and then it's just too late. So let's think about it today. Let's leave nothing for later, because still waiting to see you later, we can lose our best moments in life and best experiences and our best friends and best family. Today's the day, and the moment is now. We are no longer at an age where we can afford to postpone what needs to be done today. So let's do it. If you have time to hear this message, heed this message, pass the message on. Or maybe you'll leave it for later, and you never will share it. And finally, why not? Who said that? Joe Biden and the Democrats want to remove any term that denotes gender. Henceforth, Mr. President and First Lady, got to be replaced with those two idiots in the White House. Oh, no. Hey, I'm getting morel mushroom fever. My dad and I used to get hundreds of pounds of morel mushrooms. Have any of you listening ever done? It's a lot of fun. Gee, do you think I'll be able to go fishing this spring? I need to do it. To go out and catch crappies and bluegills here. Be the first time in 7 years. I know some of you are praying for us, and so keep up the good work. All I ever do is talk about this recreation, and with this new book and the book to follow, and oh, never mind. Where's my Bible? Life 101. It is not okay to just be okay. Right after this important message. A big hello to WMIK and their listeners in Middlesboro, Kentucky. Some of you are starting to come on board on Facebook, but where are all the rest of you? Do you listen to the show? Is it a blessing to you in some way? Are you telling friends about it? Why haven't you joined me on Facebook? Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Some of you are starting, like I said, and I just love it. I need more friends in Middlesboro, Kentucky, and the surrounding area. I think I shared we're reaching some new areas through Southwest Radio Church. Over 300 new areas for starters. God's so good, and we're grateful for all the opportunities he sends our way. It's great. It really is. So grateful to have you with us each day at this time on this local station. Tell others about the broadcast. Spread the word. Hello, world. Every day at this time. Well, yesterday we said, just okay. Sometimes when you talk to Christians, you ask, how are you? I'm just okay. Just okay is not okay. We want to kick it up a notch, do we not? And one of those things we talked about yesterday was in the area of love. We want to continue that thought today. Someone wrote these interesting words about Almighty God. Among the first glimpses that you get of God is that of being a seeker. Adam, where art thou? Genesis 3:9. In commenting upon his question to his Bible class, a teacher said, you can never be a preacher if you read this as though God were a policeman. You read it as though God were a broken-hearted father looking for a lost child. You remember the story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15? Sure you do. With compassion, dad welcomed his son back with a great celebration. A pastor told of a time when he overheard one of his children admonishing the other child, "You must be good or dad won't love you." Calling the boy to him, he said, "Son, that isn't really true. But you won't love us if we're bad, will you, dad?" "Yes, I'm going to love you whether you are good or bad," Pierce explained. "But there's going to be a difference in my love, and this is so good, my Christian friend. When you are good, I'm going to love you with a love that makes me so glad. And when you're not good, I will love you with a love that hurts me." That's a similar picture of God as revealed in the story of the prodigal son. The Bible says, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And this is really good. How do you really describe in words God who is love? I'm not sure there's any way you can do that. God is not the essence of love. No, he's not the spirit of love. God is not the extreme example of love. God is not the personification of love. He's not the epitome of love. God is love. And we will know when we come into his presence. You know, he crowns us with Jesus. The best love, the excellency of love, the greatest, the highest, the supremacy. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. And this is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son, atoning sacrifice for our sins. That is so very, very good. Matthew 10, 29 and 31. When I was very young in the faith, just been saved, I was so fascinated by Matthew 10, 29 through 31. My dad used to hate sparrows. It was just an anathema to our property. Dad was always battling them. Such a lowly, worthless creature. And the Bible says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father." Wow. I mean, God loves me that much. He knows everything about me. A bird, a lowly sparrow, does not fall to the ground to this very day without God taking note. Apart from his will, not going to happen. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid, my Christian friend. You are worth far more than a whole pack of sparrows. An old woman, hearing of some preacher who dwelt on the doctrine of predestination at Borum, said, "Ah, I've long settled that point, for if God had not chosen me before I was born, I'm sure he would have seen nothing in me to have chosen me afterward." Isn't that good? Remember, there was nothing good in us that would have caused God to choose us as his children. You didn't get saved. He didn't save your wretched soul because you're so good and so worthwhile to him and so needed by him. Remember Romans 3, 10, 11, and 12. There is none righteous, no, not one. There's not one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There's no one who does good, not even one. And that's it. We've all turned away from God, but because of who he is, he still loves us. Now remember this, never be afraid of God. Let me repeat, never be afraid of God unless you're sinning against him. Always believe that behind what seems to be difficult and mysterious times, there is God's heart, as true and tender as the heart of the sweetest and gentlest woman that ever pressed her child to her breast. F.B. Meyer said this, "All the love in all the woman's hearts together, compared to the love of his heart, is as the glow of a lightning bug compared to the sun at noonday." God's love is the greatest, the supreme love. Romans 5:8, "But God demonstrates his love for us in that while we were yet sinners," what? Jesus Christ died for us. The crown, the caring of God, the crown of love is the fact that Christ paid for our sins on that cross, and there is just no greater love than that. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we ought to also love one another, right? No one has ever seen God, but But if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. And since God loves, so should we love, right? A man about to enter the hospital saw two white-coated doctors searching through the flower beds. Excuse me, said, have you guys lost something? No, replied one of the doctors. We're doing a heart transplant for an IRS agent, and we want to find a suitable stone. Really? We live in an interesting time, don't we? Problems? Of course. I like to call them opportunities, but yeah, they are. There's problems. Plenty of them. Could it be that, and I think this is true in America today, that our, even in the church, our greatest problem in all of life is our heart. Matthew 12, 33 and 34, make a tree good and its fruit will be good. Make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. We all desperately need a heart transplant today. We need the heart of Jesus. And as we acquire that through faith and study and surrender and submission, we're going to love, 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 just like Jesus did. Amen. Saved? Why not today? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, should not go to hell, but have everlasting life. You need to do this. Today's the day of salvation. Ask God to forgive you of your sins and invite Jesus Christ into your life today, my friend. It's a fantastic way to live, a better way to die. Get saved today. I was thinking back to my days as a reporter and a photographer that I have gone up in helicopters and jets for a story. One of the most harrowing experiences I ever had was to had a homemade plane.
It was just a frame. No body, no skin.
The pilot sat right in front of the propeller that was reverse sitting in the back, and the seat I was in was right up front, and there was nothing in front of me. And you got goggles. Felt like we were the Wright brothers or something. I'm telling you, when we lifted off the ground almost immediately, and I love heights, I don't know, got sort of little, got kind of ill, to be quite frank. There we are flying over the interstate and over the city of Fort Wayne, and I thought, wow, just undo this seatbelt here, and I could fall hundreds and hundreds of feet. I thought about that when I read this story. Over in France, they have a fighter jet designed for passengers. I don't know if you have to pay something extra to go up in this to get the experience of the Air Force there in France. Well, over the weekend, a 64-year-old journalist was doing just that when accidentally, they say, he was ejected from the airplane. That would be real scary now, wouldn't it? He had a few bumps and bruises here, landed on the ground, seat and all. Wow, what an experience, huh?
It was awful. The doctor walks into the examining room, puts his hand on the patient's shoulder and said, I've got some really bad news. You're on your way out. You don't have much time left. Oh, no, says the patient. How long do I have? 10, says the doctor.
10, he cried out. Years? Months? Days? 9. 8. Oh, that's bad.
Life is short, getting shorter every day, isn't it, my friend? You might as well, hey, grab a jelly-filled donut. How's that sound? Hello, world comes to your way each day at this time on this local Christian radio station, and we're so glad that it does, and we're so glad that you are here. Thank you so much for contacting us via Facebook, Greg, GREGPATTEN. Every day at this time. Thank you for the info you send as well, my friend, and your financial support is a big, big deal.
I'm wishing you a fantastic weekend. Be in church. Greg Patton, God bless. Good day.